Dennis Winters joins us from the Department of Workforce Development. The new unemployment numbers are out, and it looks like it's going in the right direction. That's down. Anything that really sticks out as a reason for that?
Well, it's good news. I mean, we're at 5.9% this last month, and that's below 6, which is, one of the achievements that a number of people are looking for. So, it's headed in the right direction. And the other thing is it's headed in the right direction for all the right reasons, that being that Wisconsin's workforce is increasing and the employment is going up and unemployment is going down.
Are you finding that some areas are doing very well and others are not?
Well, sure. That's true across the state, always has been. And we have some problem areas and other areas that are doing well and always have kind of relative to some of the other parts of the state.
Where are you seeing the biggest growth in jobs?
Well, the biggest growth in jobs seem to be in some of the cities that we're seeing in the southeast, in the Madison area, up in the northeast, somewhat in the mid-state, but then over in the Eau Claire area also.
Any particular area that you're seeing more job growth?
Well, we're seeing job growth pretty much across the board. It's not rocketing out of here as we would like, but we're seeing good growth in manufacturing. We're seeing growth in healthcare fields. Construction's on its way back. And as you look across a lot of the industries, things are increasing as the economy grows.
Some areas of the state always have a almost tradition of being higher unemployment, lower job growth than others, say the extreme north, northwest part of the state. That's still true at this point?
Well, yeah, a lot of that's seasonal, too, as we go through things, and we'll see that in the local numbers that come out next week. But we usually have high unemployment rates across the state, actually, in the winter months, and as you go into spring, they drop pretty well.
You believe there may be a little bit of a delay to getting some of these people back to work because of this long winter?
Well, I think pretty much the long winter's over, and a lot of the effects of the cold weather that we've seen maybe in retail and construction, those things are coming back, and we're seeing some of the numbers pop back pretty quickly in some of those. So I think a lot of the winter hazard, if you will, is pretty much gone by.
Have you seen any trends that may indicate more of this progress with a smaller unemployment number next time around?
Well, yeah, I mean, the trend's intact, has been for a while, and we're thinking it's going to continue. We see economic strength continuing and hopefully picking up momentum as the year goes through. I'm as optimistic as I've been in 5 years about what lies ahead in 2014 for economic growth.
Now, with the unemployment dropping by about 0.2 of a point, if I remember right, roughly how many jobs is that? Any idea?
It's a combination of things. I mean, it's a combination of the workforce gains and the number of people that become employed through that period. And there was a gain of 4,000 people employed in the last month. That's up some 33, almost 34,000 year over year.